إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, in wealth management or wealth creation, there are two basic fundamental principles. One is the creation of wealth, and the second one is the consolidation of wealth or protection of wealth. Both are equally important, and if I was forced to choose between the two, then I would say protection or consolidation is more important than creation. In fact, it is not true, because creation also has to be there. If wealth is not created, then what are you protecting? But having created wealth, protection becomes extremely important. If you cannot protect it, it will go. There is no wealth of any person on the face of the earth which will not finish. There's no such thing. So no matter how much you have, one thing is sure, which is it will go unless you protect it. The same principle applies to our amal. The same, exact same principles, creation and protection. And both are equally important. And as I said, if you have to choose between the two, then you choose protection, because without protection, no matter how many good deeds you may have done, they will go. We know the famous hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, where he asked the Sahaba, he said, who are the destitute of this ummah? Destitute is not somebody who is poor. Destitute is someone who has absolutely nothing, who is naked on the street, has no food in his belly, he has no roof over his head, something like that. Somebody who is completely devoid of everything. Poor is not destitute. Somebody might be poor, but they have still, they have food to eat, or they have even if it's a grass hut, but somebody who is destitute has got absolutely nothing. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the Sahaba, he said, who are the destitute of the ummah? The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, somebody who has no money, who has no dirham and dinar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no. He said, the destitute are those people, he said, destitute of the ummah, meaning he's talking about Muslims, he's not talking about people who are not Muslim. He says, destitute of the ummah are people who will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment with good deeds the size of the mountain of Uhud. Yeah, those of you who have been to Medina, you would have seen the mountain of Uhud. You see how big it is. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the destitute are people who will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with good deeds the size of the mountain of Uhud. Right? And that's a strange statement, because if a person has that many good deeds, how is he destitute? Because he has this wealth, and he has huge wealth. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to say, he said, however, there will be people who will be claimants on that wealth. So there will be a line of people who will have a claim on that wealth. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, who are these people? He said, they are the people that this person wronged. People that you made ghibat about. People that you bad talked. People that you slandered. Somebody did not do something, but you foisted it on them. People you cursed. People you hurt. People you hit. People you kicked. People whose rights you usurped. People whose rights you did not give. Somebody's rights you took away, somebody's rights you did not give, and so on and so on. And for those people, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the day of judgment, the currency is not dinar or dirham, the currency is deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to those people from the good deeds of this person in proportion to whatever evil they did. Right? Until that deeds the size of the mountain of Uhud will be finished. But the line of people will still be there. That line will not finish. That will still be there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who knows everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask those people. He said, now this man has nothing. Now what do you want me to do? And they will say, Ya Rabbal Alameen, give our evil deeds to this person. He has nothing to give me, so So give my evil deeds to that person. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this will be done. And a person who came before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with good deeds, the size of the mountain of Uhud, will go into Jahannam carrying somebody else's bad deeds. Right? We are talking about wealth creation and wealth protection. So here we have a situation of wealth creation. The person did a lot of work, they created a lot of wealth, but they did not protect this wealth. They didn't protect it. So this wealth, as it was being created, it was going away. When I first heard this hadith, I thought to myself that how is it possible that somebody has wronged so many people? How is it possible that somebody has done so much of evil that good deeds worth value of the mountain of Uhud will be wiped out and still there will be people left until I discovered the internet. Because if you think about it, one email you send slandering somebody, one email you send bad talking somebody has an eternal life. That person will die and be gone, you will be dead and gone, but that email will be alive. And it will be floating on the net. And it will go around and round and round and round and round, collecting evil for you long after you have gone into the earth. This is the other side of technology. So one side of technology is, yes, it helps you. But the other side of technology is that the more number of people who are reading that email, that many people are now in that line. Those are the people that you have wronged because of this thing which is floating around. So be very, very careful with what you do. Ghibat is such an evil. It's not funny. It's such an evil and it's so easy. You are leaving the masjid, you are going outside, somebody stands there and he tells you the name. You know what so-and-so did? Now, if that so-and-so, what he did, if that's a good thing, alhamdulillah. But if it is not, it is ghibat. What is ghibat? Ghibat is to say something about somebody in his absence, which if you had said in his presence, it would have hurt that person or it would have offended that person. So something which if you had said in his presence would offend that person, that thing if you say in his absence, it is ghibat. And what is the, within quotes, benefit of ghibat? The benefit of ghibat is that your good deeds go to that person. And Allah did not say how many. Maybe all your good deeds. Wallahu a'lam. Slander is worse than that. Because slander is, they asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam this question. They said, Ya Rasulullah, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained the ghibat to them, the Sahaba, they said, Ya Rasulullah, but that is true about this person. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if it is true, it is ghibat. If it is not true, it is slander, it is bohtan. So somebody has not done anything, but you have decided to start this story. To say so-and-so is like this, so-and-so is like this. That's even worse. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, about Sauda radiallahu anha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wife, who he married after Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu anha passed away. Sauda radiallahu anha was not very tall and she was heavy. So Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, jokingly, she gestured. So now think about this, she's not bad-talking the lady, she's not, slandering her, like a gesture. She gestured, meaning that this lady is short and heavy. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this statement of yours, this thing which you said, he said, if this was put into the ocean, the whole ocean would become bitter. She said, Ya Rasulullah, but I just said this, I didn't mean anything, but she is like that. He said, that is why it is ghibat. Then there is another one, which is namima. What is namima? Namima is not even to say anything, but to imply. Yeah? Somebody says, Yavar Beg. So you say, oh, Yavar Beg. So if, so if another person says, why are you, you know, Yavar Bhai ko aap kai ko bura bol rahe, and why are you saying something bad about Yavar? I didn't say anything bad. What did I say? Did I say anything? You did not say anything, but you said everything. This is called namima, which is just by an accent or by a gesture or by your tone of voice. And why is it, why is this even worse? Because this one, at least, I am not promoting ghibat, but I am saying at least by, in ghibat you are specifying something specifically, right? This one thing. This one, this is like an open door. I mean, imagine whatever you want. Imagine anything you like. Now, why is this such a bad thing? Think about this. It is bad, yes, of course, everybody agrees, but why is it so bad that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is transferring your good deeds to the other person? Why is it so bad that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that on the day of judgment, people who come with the with good deeds to the level of the mountain of Uhud will go into the hellfire, they will go into Jahannam with somebody else's bad deeds. Why is it so serious? Because this is like termites. You know, dimak? Like termites. It eats it from inside. Outside you can't see anything. Outside the building is absolutely fine. Until one day, suddenly it collapses. And then you say, what happened to this building? What happened was that there were termites which were eating up the columns from inside. You could not see it. Ghibat is the termites of the hub, the muhabbat of the ummah. Ghibat is the termites which breaks brotherhood. Rasulullah's every time I say greatest mu'jiza or miracle, I think of something else. So it's not only one, but the point is that if one had to, you know, pick and choose, if not the greatest, definitely one of the greatest is the creation of the ummah. A brotherhood of faith, not a brotherhood of nationality or race or tribe or family, a brotherhood of faith. How, why am I your brother? Because we are Muslim. There is no other commonality. In our case, there is some other commonality. We are from the same city, Hyderabad, this and that. But that doesn't matter. The actual brotherhood is because you are Muslim, I am Muslim. It could be anybody. I could be sitting and having this conversation in Canada or Australia or Timbuktu or South Africa or anywhere. I could still say exactly the same thing and it would apply. Even though the people sitting in front of me would be completely different from me in every way, but they would still be my brothers and sisters because we are Muslim. This is what ghibat destroys. This is what ghibat destroys. Ghibat is the root also of hypocrisy, because the people who do ghibat in front of you, how are they? Very nice. Actually, what should you do? If there is a problem, if there is a problem with me, what must you do? If you are really my khairkha, if you are really somebody who is my well-wisher, what must you do? You must call me aside, not in public, call me aside and sit with me and say, this is something that you are doing, this is something that you are saying, this is bad for you, please don't do it. Then what must you do? Then you must stand in tahajjud and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for changing me and for forgiving me. This is what you should do if you are my well-wisher. But instead of that, if you are going and talking behind my back here and there and, the, and everywhere, and then when you meet me, you say, Assalamu alaikum, how are you, this, that, then this is the root of hypocrisy. This is the root of nifaq. This is what we see around us all the time. We meet very nicely. We meet very nicely. Kahan bhai, bahut din se nahi dikhe. As if you were waiting to see this person. And then behind his back, he will say all sorts of things. This is the termite. This is what destroys from inside. And that is why it is so bad. And that is why this is what will land people in Jahannam. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, guarantee me two things and I will guarantee you Jannah. They said what? He held his blessed tongue. like this. He held his knife. He said, this one and what is between your legs? He said, guarantee these two things. Meaning, don't go and do anything wrong with these two things. And he said, I will give you Jannah. I will guarantee you Allah will give you Jannah. They asked him in another hadith, they said, Ya Rasulullah, just the tongue. He said, the maximum number of people will go into Jahannam because of the tongue. Nothing else. Because of the tongue. You have not murdered anybody, but you have murdered somebody's reputation. That is equal to murder. It is worse than murder. Al-fitnatu ashaddu min al-qatal, Allah said. The fitna is worse than qatal. You did not actually kill somebody, but you slaughtered their reputation. You murdered their good name. That is worse than killing the person. Because if you kill the person, he is finished there. But if you destroyed his good name, this goes after him. 100 years after, 1,000 years after the person is dead, somebody will say, oh, no, he was not a good person because of what you created. And that you will harvest on the day of judgment. This is the beauty of this. That's why I'm saying it's a beauty. Because, alhamdulillah, the person who you actually assassinated, character assassination, there is a word for it. The person that you assassinated, he is now reaping benefits. He is getting your good deeds, every good thing you are doing is going into his account. And even if you do not do anything good, it doesn't matter. Whatever evil he did will come into your account. That is how serious ghibat is. And that's why I said, creating wealth is one thing, protecting wealth is even more important. So, alhamdulillah, whatever good we are doing, may Allah give us the tawfiq to do more. But be very careful about protecting it. Don't allow that to get lost. Because someone says something and so on. One of my shuyukh, one of our co-students, he came to him and he said, I met so and so about another one. And he said, I want to tell you something about him. He said, hold on a second. If it is good, tell me. If it is not good, go tell him. He said, no, Sheikh, I want to tell you so you can. He said, no. If you are interested, you go tell him. Don't tell me to tell him, no. He said, you will say something. I have a good impression about the person. Now you will say something which will put some worm in that good impression in my heart. It will give me some bad impression about that person, which I don't need. So if it is negative, go talk to that person. Don't tell me. That is the hudud, and that is the protection that we need to give to our deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do our best to please Him and to collect as many good deeds as we possibly can, and even more to protect them so that we still have them when we meet Him Jalla Jalal. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.